It is 93.3 WMMR, everything that rocks. Ryan Shuttleworth here, and in case you missed it, Preston and Steve announced our annual kickoff to the summer concert season and one of our favorite annual events, the MMRBQ. MMRBQ 2019 will be taking place Saturday, May 18th at the BB&T Pavilion. Tickets will go on sale this Friday at 9 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. This year's lineup will include the musical talents of Shinedown, Evanescence, The Struts, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Fozzy, The Glorious Sons, and one band in particular I am extremely excited to see on this bill. Their record, Disobey, is a personal favorite of mine from 2018, including their hit rendition of the Cranberry song Zombie, which you have heard here on MMR. Their live show is absolutely electrifying. It's not one to be missed. Their name is Bad Wolves, and I have the great pleasure of welcoming their lead vocalist, Tommy Vext, on the phone. Tommy, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Ryan. How's everything going?
It's excellent, man. Thank you so much again for taking the time, and let me just say, on behalf of all of Philadelphia, we are so excited to have you bring your energy to the MMRBQ this year, man.
Oh, man, we're super, super excited to come to Philly and jam out, man. I'm a native New Yorker, so I spent a lot of time playing shows in Philly, like, throughout the earlier parts of my career, be it, like, Electric Factory, Trocadero, and, you know, Philly's just an amazing city. Really, really excited about it.
Yeah, speaking like that, you know, you've played in multiple acts over the year. You've been around the block a few times playing with bands like Divine Heresy, you know, with Snot, and now with Bad Wolves. Do you have any really, like, standout memories of the Philadelphia area, whether it's playing, if it's a particular place or anything like that?
I mean, I've been to Philly so many great shows there. I think one is going to see, I think it was Hate at the Electric Factory and Acacia Street, and we went out to the Electric Factory, and it was just like, you know, it was like I had been living in California, and I hadn't been to the East Coast in a couple of years, and so it was really, really cool to, like, really reconnect and, like, spend the weekend hanging out with Doc and seeing the guys in Hatebreed, and, you know, just that, like, hardcore, you know, that's my culture. I grew up in CBGBs and, like, you know, places like Lemoore's and stuff, and so, and I grew up going to the Troc and taking the train into town and stuff, so, you know, I played the Troc with Candiria, I think Lamb of God, when I was real young, you know, and so it just is a standout city for me that's really strong with rock, metal, and hardcore. You know, there's a lot of culture there.
Absolutely. And one of my favorite memories actually took place over the summer at the BB&T Pavilion where the MMRBQ takes place. I think it was there you guys actually got your platinum record for Zombie. Is that correct?
Yeah. The guys from all the bands from Nothing More, Breaking Benjamin, and Five Finger came out on stage after Zombie to present us with a platinum record for Zombie going platinum in the U.S. with over a million in sales. So that was pretty, pretty epic for us. And then Doc's parents are from Jersey, so they were in the crowd too, and everybody got choked up. It was like a really beautiful moment.
Oh, that's awesome. I do have to say, you know, speaking of Zombie, and it's really safe to say this is the song that really took Bad Wolves kind of into the stratosphere and introduced the masses to Bad Wolves. My one experience with it, you know, I was out for a little while. I knew the band, I knew the song, and I went on vacation to upstate Maine, kind of the middle of nowhere, and my buddy puts on some pop station, and Bad Wolves' version of Zombie is playing, and it just blew my mind that a metal band was being played on a pop station. So thank you for that cool experience.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like this weird phenomenon, you know. Sometimes we play, and people don't know who we are, and then by the time we play Zombie, like, the whole audience is like, oh, these are the guys, you know. So it's been interesting, you know. Like, you know, we were on pop radio stations, and my mom will call and be like, you're on Z100. My mom still lives in Brooklyn, and I'm like, that's so weird, you know.
That's just it being in the middle of nowhere and just hearing you guys, just, you know, it warmed my heart to hear that. So there is one other song that I guarantee people in Philadelphia will know. We are playing Hear Me Now, which features, you know, this beautiful duet with you and your label mate Diamante. Can you just, you know, sum that song up and where that song comes from? It's a little bit of a departure from the rest of the record, and it's just such a beautiful song.
Yeah, I mean, well, Hear Me Now is John wrote when he was going through a divorce about a year ago. And then we didn't know if the song was going to make the record. He kind of sent me the music ideas and stuff and some melodies. And then I put words to it and then, you know, rewrote it and then took it into the studio. And then we kind of did like three different versions. We did like there's actually like a demo version that was mastered and then an acoustic version. And there's a version, Diamante, and then there's an album version. So we were like trying to figure out how it fit. And then Alan at our label, and he was like, you should put other artists. of like a duet, and we were like, all right, cool. So she came down.
Yeah, it's an absolutely beautiful track. We love playing it. There's one thing about you in particular, Tommy, that really inspires me, and that's your sense of, you know, altruism. It's pretty safe to say you've had your struggles over the years. But the fact that you've been able to turn this around and, you know, be a motivational speaker, a sober companion, I hope that's the correct title for that, and so much more, how do you plan to continue that, you know, given the, you know, the success of Bad Wolves and obviously, hopefully, the continued success of Bad Wolves?
Well, I mean, I do miss this year. We've been on tour for almost 10 months straight with, you know, we barely have had breaks. We have like a week off here or 2 weeks off there, like every 2 or 3 months. So I haven't really been able to continue working as a sober companion. But, you know, there's a lot of things that we can do, you know. So I'm constantly looking into ways to give back. And I was recently honored in Los Angeles by Rock to Recovery, which is a foundation that brings music therapy into rehabs. And they work very closely with the Wounded Warriors program, and they work with hundreds of rehabilitation centers all over the country. And, you know, it's just, I get excited to do stuff like that. You know, right now we don't have a lot of downtime, so the platform gets bigger. The goal, you have more, you can do more. And then, so, you know, I have a lot of goals and a lot of ambitions for stuff that I want to do with recovery work. And I think right now the band is the main focus, and hopefully the band will to send a positive message on a larger scale level.
Absolutely. I just have two more questions for you, Tommy. So let's fast forward now to May 18th, 2019, and our MMRBQ is here. And let's say that I'm somebody who, you know, comes out every single year. It's a tradition to come out to the MMRBQ. I may or may not know who Bad Wolves is. I may not know what to expect. What's my mindset when I go see a Bad Wolves show? What is my expectation going to be of Bad Wolves?
I mean, a lot of people, you know, we get a lot of people who this year have come to the shows, like a lot of like metal dudes, their girlfriends are like, I want to go see the guys that play the zombie song and Hear Me Now. And then, you know, they're in the crowd and I could see them, and we play, like, you know, we play the first couple songs, and, you know, it's all double bass, screaming, singing, you know, ripping guitar solos, you know, 200 plus BPMs and some of the stuff. And we're just like fully going off. So it's like, we have those rock songs, you know, that are, since we're fans of rock music, but we also have like the Slipknot kind of, I don't know, Killswitch Engage type of songs too. So we got a little bit of something for everybody. So you're going to expect to be crowd surfing and moshing, and we do the Wall of Death, and you know, we have a party. It's just a big party.
And I can attest to that. I've seen you guys a couple of times, and I was in the Wall of Death, and I live in the pit, and you guys are just so fantastic live. There's so much energy to your show. One final question. And given it's, you know, the holiday season, this is kind of, you know, to tie in with that. I've seen you a few times, and I think every time that I've seen you, you've typically worn a Brooklyn Nets jersey. Is that your typical onstage attire?
Yeah, I mean, I switch it up. I'm like, it's a little cold for that. We're in Canada, so I'm like just kind of wearing t-shirt and jeans. But yeah, I have like the Brooklyn Nets have made custom Nets jerseys for me that say Bad Wolves on the back and the number 13.
Okay, the reason I ask, since it's the holiday season and, you know, a gift-giving season, if I were to get you our own Philadelphia 76ers to get you a custom Sixers jersey, would you rock it at the MMRBQ?
Yeah, I think I got to give you the size. I think I'm a size, what am I? I'm going to look right now. I got my jersey actually right here.
You are a size too ripped to announce, and I need to hit the gym after seeing your Instagram.
I'm a size 52. You just got to take a picture of it and send it to me, because I got to buy matching Jordans.
Done. You're on my Christmas list.
Yeah, the jerseys and the shoes got to match.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time, Tommy. We are extremely fortunate to have Bad Wolves on this year's MMRBQ, once again taking place Saturday, May 18th at the BB&T Pavilion. Tickets on sale this Friday at 9 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Disobey is out now. Go get it if you haven't already. What are you waiting for? Go and get it. You can also hear their tunes right here on WMMR. Tommy, it's been an absolute pleasure. And hopefully, you know, when you're back in town, we can sit down and, you know, have a longer conversation, talk about all this stuff. Does that sound like a plan?
Yeah, it sounds awesome. Let's do it.
Awesome. Thank you so much again, Tommy.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
Cheers.